And I'm just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind, Season 5, recap of Episode 8. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Gold cups up.
I see you don't have anything hot in this one.
No, lesson learned. Fool me once.
Interesting thing about this, man, is Lily, what do you mean you haven't watched it yet? What are we doing? Lily says, oh man, I haven't watched it yet. Well, spoiler alert.
Quite a few.
Because like Shanice says, this episode was a lot. Now, Terrell, we've done a couple of seasons of Love is Blind. We've done the ultimatum, a couple of seasons of the ultimatum. How are you so far? Before we get into episode 8, so all the way up till episode 7, how are you comparing this to the other one so far?
A lot more drama, right? And upfront drama, I would say, because it started out, I think, episode 2 to me, where I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this was the only one out of all the ones we've done where every time it would end an episode, I'm like, I got to see the next one. I can't wait to see what happens with the next
you?
One.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to see the next one. Again, I'm not a big fan of these reality shows, but this one with the drama and the characters they have, I'm so glad I don't have to date in Houston. I'm glad I don't live in Houston because, man, the pool there is murky.
Very murky. Very. Well, you know, I don't think it's just Houston. I think it's everywhere, right? I mean, let's be real. It ain't easy. I remember when being single and it was like, well, where do you meet the quality women? I'm like, well, look, you got to go to gas station or the grocery store because they got to put gas in their car and they got to eat. In today's day and age, you don't have to do that. You can Instacart and get the food to the house. You can have somebody come fill your car up.
You were like a hunter. You weren't dating. You were just sitting there just in the gas station looking, wait for it, wait for it.
Hey, what did you used to go to the club for? To hunt. Stop playing like I'm the only
one. No, I wanted to dance with my friends.
If Terrell disappears off the screen, trust me, it's only because of the lightning. The Lord does not like this kind of lying.
I went to the club to dance with my friends. I couldn't wait to Cupid Shuffle and Boots and Boogie.
Okay, Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody. I got you. What the hell is wrong with you, man? All right. Well, let's get this going. First of all, before we get started, you see it pinned at the top. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the link pinned there because I know we said we'd wait till the reunion, but hey, you want to jump in? Fine. You jump in on the comments? That's fine. You want to come on camera? That's fine. If you don't, that's also fine. As we go through this.
Split your cup.
Hey.
Cheers.
It's a family show. At least for the first 5 minutes. Show us your cups. All right, let's get to it, man. We pick up in episode 8 where we left off in episode 7 with Uche and Milton, right? Uche being his usual toxic self. And I can't believe there are actually people defending this jackass on this already. I can't believe it because while he's being the toxic self that he is, he's being Drake. Milton is just smooth. And AKA the adult in the room.
Yeah. And I'm laughing because I think about previous comments people made on some of the other posts that they were kind of in support of Uche. And I'm like, how can you be? This dude is a bit of a mess, but he's not alone in being this messy. But him trying to plead to Milton that, you know, Lydia had feelings for him. And I like Milton's whole body language. He was just like, like he just could have cared less. But he kept on those shade. And then, of course, Uche is like, can I finish talking with my friend when Lydia came to interrupt him? I'm like, when are y'all friends?
You know, the funny thing about it, right, is the minute Lydia came to snatch Milton, my first thought was, Terrell's not going to like this. That was literally my first thought. Looking at this, I'm like, Terrell's definitely, you have, go ahead. Chastise Lydia for going to rescue her man.
I'm not going to chastise Lydia. That's just what she does. She's Puerto Rican. I mean, it just makes you do that. You go interrupt people and pull people away from conversations. So she's just being her authentic self.
Okay. So was Uche, because Uche, being the gaslighter that he is, he's still actively trying to pit Milton and Lydia against each other. You know, like, you know, don't you going to let her just take you away? You going to let her stop you from talking to your friends? Like, dude, what is wrong with you?
Well, he knows how to push her buttons. And that's what it is. So he talks her away that he knows how to, like, get to her and get her aggravated and all that stuff. And so as I'm watching this whole thing, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've tried to, like, look at this from a 10,000 foot view and say, okay, well, maybe Lydia's not crazy. Maybe it's just Uche. Duh, duh, duh. But to me,
wait, stop. Say that again.
I said, I tried to look at this from a 10,000 foot view and said, maybe Lydia is not crazy and it's Uche, but I was wrong. I think it's both of them, and they're both very toxic people. And if you're my ex and we're done, nothing you're going to say to me is going to set me off the way Uche gets to Lydia.
That's you.
That's a lot of people.
You are that heartless bastard that can just turn emotions off. That's all.
My goodness.
Speaking of hearts, Drew says his whole heart fell out his chest when Milton wasn't buying his BS. Yeah, because Uche, as he's doing, and Milton is just not buying it. Milton's the young guy, so everybody expects him to be immature, right? But he's not. So here's the interesting thing about it. Lydia pulls Milton away. What does Uche do? He goes next level Drake, more toxic than the last time, goes to the group and tries to keep spreading his lies. And, you know, the funny thing about it is, as he's saying this stuff, I notice there's something he said, and I think we saw it off episode, because somebody commented that Uche was on Instagram talking about the fact that him and Aaliyah sat down and they didn't show the whole conversation, and the words that he said weren't his words in that moment. And I thought I noticed that in this scene. Because as he's there, Johnny's got her mouth hanging open, and you hear Stacy saying, what are you looking at? Is your face okay?
Yeah.
But you never see her say those words. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm still not believing Uche, though. I think he still broke up with her that day.
I think he did, too. But again, it's hard to believe anything out of Uche's mouth, especially everything that we've seen so far. So, of course, you know, Lydia pulls Milton away, so Uche goes to the group to try to get other people on his side. Yeah. And, like, if you're right about something, I don't have to go around and prove to other people, hey, you know, I'm right. And I'm like, 2 + 2 = 4. Hey, Yanni, did you know 2 + 2 = 4? You with me on that, right? See, Yanni believes me, 2 + 2 = 4.
The ultimate,
I think Uche was trying to get other people on his side, and he failed miserably.
He did, but the ultimate is when you see the tension between Johnny and Stacy. Even Izzy's noticing, like, Stacy, it's okay, Stacy. And Uche's so oblivious. He's like, can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? Because all he wants to do is spread his propaganda. So Uche is now Trump. That's all he is.
Yeah, he's a bit of a mess. And I think, like, that whole Stacy and Johnny thing, I think that was some bad editing, because it goes nowhere. Like, until later on, right? But it goes nowhere in that moment when Uche is sitting there trying to talk to everybody. He's telling everybody that Lydia plotted this whole thing and all that stuff. And I was just like, come on, man. That's a huge reach to say that Lydia plotted the whole thing. Now, do I think both of them plotted? Do I think both of them plotted the whole thing? Yes. But do I think Lydia by herself set this whole thing up? No. But both of them are involved.
I've been saying that the whole time. I've been called all kind of names in this, told to STFU because I'm defending Lydia, saying, no, she did not chase that man into the pods. But whatever. It's fine. I'll take it. Because you will see I'm right. And it's okay. I'll take apologies later.
I think they both set themselves up to go into the pods. But for whatever reason that you think Lydia is awesome, I don't.
I didn't say she was awesome. I'm just not thinking she's the villain that everybody tries to paint her to be, right? Like, now, take, for instance, you've got Stacey, Maris, and Miriam having Lydia's back, right? Because as Uche's out there speculating, and Stacey's like, hey, that's not how that happened. Like, you weren't in there. And but you notice Uche's very, very specific with his wording. He's like, well, she could have, or either she did this or this. It's always one or the other. He's a lawyer.
It's a good trial lawyer. Is it possible? Is it possible that this could have happened? Yes or no?
Right.
Thank you. Defense rests.
Here's the funny thing about this, though. He is such an ass that as Miriam stands up to him, whatever happened between them that we did not see, and I can't wait for the reunion to find out what it is that happened between the two of them, because he can't stand her and she can't stand him, and she is not backing down. She's like, I'm not crying. I will stand up to you.
Yep. But that also tells me that you're getting that upset and that emotional over a dude you don't care two shits about. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Yeah.
I have seen you personally. Someone could be going off that you don't care anything about. It doesn't faze you in the least. You're just you're like water off a duck's back. You're just like, okay, thanks for sharing. And you'll walk away. As much as you call me an ass, I learned it from watching you. But I'm saying, so if he's not all that, why is Miriam so upset? So I agree with you. I feel like something happened between those two in the pods that we haven't seen yet. And for whatever reason, Miriam was hot.
Yeah, it's like Hopeful C says, I feel we missed something between Miriam and Uche. We didn't miss it. They just didn't show it. It's going to be one of those unseen footage that we'll see at the reunion. You know, they're saving some of that stuff for the reunion. So I think we'll see that. And Angie, I totally agree with you. Uche's behavior is atrocious. But I've been saying this, and I'm glad y'all are finally on my side. I've been saying this. Terrell pointed it out first, because you definitely said it first, like when episode one, you're like, Uche's an ass. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
And then he appeared on the screen again. And I'm like, okay.
It's the Scorpio and me. We be knowing. We can see it.
Now, look, here's the interesting thing. Milton comes back, right? Mm-hmm. Leaves because, okay, Uche has to leave because he's getting into it with the girls. He's trying to beg Stacey to go along because Stacey looks like the one person that's willing to listen to him. She doesn't. So he goes off by himself. I thought he was leaving. Nope, because he still got more camera time to get. Well, Milton comes back with Lydia, leaves her in what he's thinking is a safe space, unaware that the Uche mole, a.k.a. Johnny, is still sitting right there because she thinks Uche is a very convincing.
Well, I think anybody can convince Johnny of anything. So there's that. Just my opinion about Johnny.
What are you trying to say?
Well, here's what I thought was crazy about that whole deal. Lydia saying that Uche slept with someone else while they were dating, that he's garbage and all this other stuff. So I'm like, okay, if he's garbage and all these things you're telling the girls now, yet when y'all met in the pods, coincidentally, you were willing to start over. You were willing to give it a shot. You were willing to start from zero. So you can't say someone is garbage that you were really wanting to get back together.
In defense of, since I'm her defense attorney.
Go ahead, defense. Tell me more about your client.
Since according to somebody, I'm so horny for for Lydia. To be fair, though, what she said in that moment was, well, this must be fate. Maybe we're meant to. There are people who have said that. We've seen that on Married at First Sight. The people who were matched, well, maybe this is supposed to work. This is not unlikely. We already said, if you went into pods, you probably meet somebody that you dated. Now, knowing you, you'd be Uche in that case. No, we're good.
Knowing both of us, we would both do the same. If we thought there was somebody that we dated, this person's terrible, they're garbage, and then all of a sudden we get into an elevator and they walk in the elevator. Oh, this is fate. No, it's not. We're like, yeah, let me out this elevator. I'll let you go ahead and take it. I'll take the next one. You know, there's no way that you would say all those things. So I think, again, it's for the drama and for the reality show. But still, and I think Johnny, you know, was right to ask her and all that and tell her, hey, here's what he said. He knew you were going to be on the show. And I thought Miriam was the one that said, you know, about, well, don't you look at people's Instagram stories that you're sleeping with?
No, that was Maris that said that.
Maris. Yeah. I'm sorry. Maris said, don't you look at people's Instagram stories you're sleeping with? I was like, well, yeah, but you don't look at their people's that follow them Instagram stories.
We literally just did this about the block and unblock. Do you want to be wrong again?
No, it's not about that. I'm just saying if I'm not going to my girlfriend's Instagram and look at everyone that follows her and look at their stories.
We're rational men.
I think there are a lot of rational women equally who don't do that. There are a lot of
irrational men too who do this. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We're rational men. That's all I'm saying. It's nothing against women, but something against irrational people who will do it regardless. Tanya King says, you know, here's the thing. Uche, she says she thinks Uche was sleeping with Lydia, but they did not have a relationship where Lydia thought they did. So he really didn't cheat. He knew what she thought it was.
And see, I thought the same thing, but then I have to like put my guy hat on. Mm-hmm. The problem is men will say certain things and you can't tell someone we're together, we're exclusive, but and then pull this crap where, well, we're not really together. I mean, we hang out, you come to my house and do drive-bys, but we're not really together. So I think he probably made her feel like they were together and he was doing other things.
I think there's more to it too, because you notice once she met Milton, she's with Milton. This is who I'm with. She's told Izzy the same thing. Remember, she cried over Izzy in the pods. She's with Milton. She's done with everybody else. The difference is this guy's not done. And we see that as we get back to Uche and Milton. And before we get to them, just want to remind everybody, I see we got quite a few people in here. Make sure you hit the like button, please. Just do us a favor. Hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications. But we're back with Uche and Milton. And Uche can't get all the info out fast enough. He's trying to drop everything, trying to show him the screenshots. And Milton's just like, bruh, I'm good.
Yeah, Milton doesn't care at all. His whole face shows it. I'm like, Uche, read the room. He doesn't care what you have to say. And again, I have a lot of respect for Milton. Mm-hmm. A, he's putting up with that crazy. But I have a lot of respect for the fact that he's just super mature for a 24-year-old. I mean, I was nowhere near that mature at 24, right? But to see how he handled that whole situation, I thought it was great. And no matter what Uche kept saying, like, you know, she won't try to let me go. She came on the show purposely and all this other stuff. Milton wasn't buying one bit of it.
And he shouldn't, because here's the key part. And Milton, being the analytical guy that he is, heard this, didn't react to it, but definitely stored it and said, all right. Because what did Uche say? I don't want this to affect your relationship with her. You're lying. You're lying bastard. That's right. All you were trying to do was affect their relationship, man. And that's why Milton was like, okay, well, I hear your BS. And I counter with this multi-dimensional calculus.
Yeah, he hit him with the Ray J. And look, I don't want this to affect your relationship, but I hit it first. That's what Uche tried to do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Uche tried to do. But the way Milton described that, it's like, look, she's on X parallel, you're on Y, I'm on Z. We're going different places. We're on different parallels, and I think that was a very intelligent and really cool way to say, hey, you're not on my level.
Yes.
That's really what he did.
And it's proven again, because after he says all that, what does Uche do? So how's your communication been? Milton should have just said, none of your damn business. He didn't.
Right.
He's just like, oh, it's good. You know, and then Uche's trying everything, you know. Well, what if, you know, you see the way she stormed off with me? What if you have a disagreement and she does that with you? You know, are you afraid that this is just the honeymoon phase? Look, what Milton should have said was, look how I'm handling you right now. Trust me. This is just practice for Lydia. I got this.
Yeah. And be like, hey, are we done here? I have dinner reservation. So are we good? Which is pretty much what he is like. All right, I'll hit you in the group chat. Which means I'm not going to talk to you directly. I'll hit you in the group chat.
I like how... And he does that after Uche does, like, you know, hey, don't let her come between our friendship either. Really?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. What are we really doing here?
Yeah. Like, Milton's like, all right then, dog.
He is just not buying any of that stuff, man. Now, another thing that was happening was Chris and Izzy, right? Izzy, who I call Uche 2.0, because I'm happy for you guys, but then talk shit about Johnny the whole time and just tries to break them up in the process.
Izzy's just, he's annoying. You know what I mean? Look, I'm happy for you two. No, you're not. If you were happy, you wouldn't say anything. You just let them be. But Izzy had to spin some stuff up and try to tell, you know, she was telling you this. Yeah, it happened. Chris was there and he still chose to be with her. Let it go. Right.
Yep. No, exactly. And it's interesting to me because Izzy sounds salty. Like, well, how could she tell me that she loves me four times and then say that you're glad it didn't work out? He sounds hurt. That's something somebody who's hurt, who's been broken up with, says. He's the one that broke it off with her. Why is he so hurt? Correct me if I'm wrong, please.
I don't understand that either. If I break it off with somebody, date who you want. Mm-hmm. I don't care. As long as you're happy, why am I even worried about it? But he was so involved in that. And then, of course, Stacy sees them talking, thinking she's getting away from the drama and goes straight into another.
She immediately regretted it. Like,
oh, yeah. Crap. And she's like, oh, well, crap. Here I am. Now I'm stuck with this. And then, of course, Johnny just sees all the hands move. So she shows up. I'm just like,
Worst thing Johnny could have done was show up, because Stacy was fine. She was staying quiet until Johnny showed up. And what did Johnny do? Johnny turned, looked exact right at Stacy and started with her, when the problem was really should have been with Izzy. And the minute she started with Stacy, it was on. And, you know, Hopeful C asked, why is Stacy so mad at Johnny? Do you remember why she's so mad at Johnny?
There has to be some things that happened in the pods that we didn't see. Mm-hmm. Because I know that Johnny was upset when Izzy chose Stacy, mm-hmm. and made the comment to the girls in the pod that it's not going to work. Izzy has bad credit and all this other stuff. So I'm sure she was probably talking some stuff, but they just didn't show a whole lot of it. But I thought that was weird how you don't really see what caused their beef, but right. For whatever reason, Stacy thinks Johnny is full of shit and said it to her face. I think you're full of shit.
So this is the thing about Stacy that I like, is that she doesn't like you. She's going to tell you. She's not afraid to tell you what she's thinking. Right. And that's pretty obvious. She's not starting the drama, but if you bring it to her, she's going to address it. And so be it. I feel bad for Chris and all this, though, because it feels like Johnny still likes Izzy. Am I wrong here?
I think Johnny just wants to be liked, period.
Okay, yeah.
She doesn't want anybody to have a negative thought about her because she's not sketchy as fuck. Remember? So she just wants everyone to like her, which that's just life. Everybody's not going to like you. Move on. But I agree. Chris should have just shut it down and said, hey, well, look, we're good. And me and Johnny are good. Y'all have a good night and walk off. Mm-hmm. Instead, they get into this whole back and forth that I thought was unnecessary. And to Stacy's credit, to your point, she was not having it. She was going to let Johnny know exactly how she felt, what she thought, whether she liked it or not.
Now, Amanda says, disagrees with us. We said, you know, she was trying to get away from the drama. She says, Stacy ain't think she was getting away from no drama. She's excited to be a part of the drama. I don't know, though, because she was just like, she has been trying to step away from a lot of that stuff, even in the pods, because when Johnny brought up the fact, well, you knew I liked Izzy, you never told me that you were talking to him, too. But we talked about that. That's the way you and I would be in the pods, not telling everybody our business.
Why would you? You know, I mean, that's just messy. But that just goes to show that's what Johnny's about. Stacy's not about that life, mm-hmm. you know, so it made sense. And then when Johnny was saying, well, it's because I left from him, went from a breakup to get back with him. And Izzy's like, don't call it a breakup. I was like, but you did break up with her. But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine, because that's what you called it. Yeah. But he's like, we were never together, blah, blah, blah. And she told me she loved me. I'm just, Izzy, you're just such a little punk.
No, he's a bitch. Let's just call him what he is.
Fair.
Let's move to the mature side of the table, at least half mature side of the table. Lydia and Milton, right? After the whole showdown with Uche and the schooling of Uche by Milton, Milton is so calm, understanding, and there with the patience of Job. And I will say this. This is the thing I like about what he did in this moment, right? And every man should take a lesson from this young man, this young old-ass Benjamin Button man, and understand. Because listen to him big up his woman and list off the things like, you know, you're too strong, you're too big, you're a badass, you got a great-ass job, you make great-ass money, you're independent as fuck, and F everybody else. Hey, come on, motivational speaker. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you're supposed to do with your lady.
Well, let's just dial that back a little bit. I know a lot of people that are independent and make good money, they can still be assholes and they can still be wrong in how they interact.
She wasn't. He's looking at positive. Exactly.
Well, I mean, you're trying to give her the shout out because, of course.
No, I'm giving him the shout out. Stop it. Stop it. I'm giving him the shout out.
Well, but I'm just saying, he's just saying that to stop her from crying. But she's sitting there playing the victim like she had nothing to do with any of this. And that's the thing I don't get. And then here's the thing that bothered me the most out of that little interaction that we're talking about. Milton said the issue with Uche and all that, it's so minute. And Lydia's like, what is that? I was like, excuse me, miss, I'm so smart. We don't know what minute is.
What is minute in Spanish? What is minute in Spanish?
Doesn't matter.
What, you can't say minuto?
Keep bragging about
exactly.
All I'm saying is, he just said it's so minute, and she's like, what is that? I'm just like, wait, Miss Stim, this, I'm super smart, I'm too smart for this, and 3,000 level courses. You don't know what the word minute means? Stop. Sorry.
No, okay, so just let's go here, because Amanda says he pronounced it wrong. He didn't. He didn't say minute. He said minute, which spelt like minute, but it's a different meaning. Just like English language, the hardest thing to learn. But he was right. What he said was actually correct. Now, what he did pronounce wrong was incorrectly was similar.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
I'm not gonna get involved with the grammar police. All I'm saying is, for someone to boast how smart they are, they should know what the word minute means. That's all I'm saying.
Of course you would pick that. Well, look, I like how he did all that. He's like, all right, let's go to dinner, right? Well, after dinner, I like the conversation they had. They're laying in the bed and they're just having this conversation about controlling emotions. And he's just really telling them, like, look, man, I get it. You're very emotional. I'm not. But you need to take some of this that I have right here and learn how to not let other people control your emotions. Again, this is the young dude that she didn't want to talk to at first. Mm-hmm. Schooling her on how to control your emotions.
Yeah. And then she says, yeah, but I need you to make sure you still validate my feelings and why I feel like he's like, no, you're being a little over the top for someone you don't care about. And why are you giving him this much power? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I see with Lydia, that she's drama and that's what she brings. Hopefully, maybe they can be the balance to each other, because I hope that's a restaurant doesn't bring the wrong food to Lydia, because she's going to lose her shit. And Milton's going to be like, hey, just have some of mine. What's the big deal?
Well, I don't want some of yours. They should have had mine right first.
No, I worked in restaurants and I know how it should be because I'm smart. They should pay attention to the minute, how do you say, baby? Minute details when I'm ordering my food.
Well, Ronnie B agrees with you. Says Lydia gets on my nerves with all that crying and hollering. If they get married, Milton is going to be talking her off the ledge and apologizing for the rest of his life. You know what? Two toxic people like Lydia and Uche don't work. You need that balance. True. It's called growth. It's called growth. This is what happens. And somebody's got to help you grow. So I'm not mad. Now, J. Rose says, Milton is so precious. If only he were older. 24, still too young, y'all. Age ain't nothing but a number. Leah told y'all that before.
True. I mean, he's very mature for his age. And I think just the way he handles a lot of the stuff, I'm impressed with the guy. And so I think he is great for the show. I would have thought just when you just said 24, when the thing first started and you see they didn't show his age next to his name. When they first started showing him, but to realize, wow, this dude's only 24, but he has it way more together than many of us did at 24.
You know, no matter what, and no matter how much of an ass Uche is, people still not believing. And like SCK1070 says, yes, I think Lydia was acting all innocent to play the victim. She probably did all those things. After watching okay, you know what? I'm just going to keep moving. Let's go. here's the thing I did notice, though. Why the hell did they have their shoes on in the bed?
Oh, Jesus. What? Because they knew you were watching. Because they knew you were watching. Lydia plotted out this whole thing. I'm going to go on the show because there's this podcast that this one guy hates shoes on the bed. So I'm going to put this whole scheme together.
I'm not the only one. I'm not the only
one. Let me get a hold of my ex. Hey, you want to go on the show together? Here's what we're going to do. Then I'm going to put the shoes on the bed.
Now, here's the thing. The next morning, I'll give you a chance to bash Lydia on this one because that's what you want to do. When she was talking about the way Uche cooked the eggs and sausage. I mean, I like my stuff with a little burn on it. If you're doing sausage in the pan, you know, you got to have a little burn. But she's like, wait a minute. You left the skin on. Do you cut the skin off your sausage?
No.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who does.
Well, apparently Lydia does. I don't know. I've never heard of that. I mean, and there's different types of sausage you can buy. So I'm betting he probably bought sausage. You just slice it up. But I mean, when I do andouille sausage and my crawfish boils and all that, I'm not taking the skin off.
By the way, I just want to point out, I'm not the only one. The shoes in the bed kill me too. I just want to say that.
I'm like, I don't care about shoes in the bed as long as it's not my bed.
Kill me.
As long as it's not my bed.
Capital K, capital I, capital double L, capital E D, capital M E. Okay.
Not my bed. Shoes wherever you want to. Okay. It's not their bed either. They're not living there permanently. You're on vacation.
Yeah. That's right. They're only there for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, look, don't forget to hit that like button, man. And if you're not subscribed, please hit the subscribe button and the bell for notifications so you'll know when we go live for episode 9. So much more to go through in episode 8. And next up, Uche 2.0 and Stacey, aka Izzy. Oh, as I like to call him, also drama queen number 2. He can't stop talking about Johnny and Chris. They get back to the house and he's still talking about them. Even though Stacey's telling him she doesn't want to talk about it. What does he do?
Right.
Keep talking about it.
He keeps talking about it. Well, first off, we give Izzy a hard time. We got to give him some props. Monday is flower day. And he got flowers.
He did.
So he's putting in some really big effort here. Because, I mean, it takes a lot to have some flowers randomly picked up. I mean, not every guy can pull that off. That's impossible. It's hard.
I know, right? Ooh, that's much tougher than cooking and keeping up with the promises you said you would do while you were in the pod, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just terrible. But so he keeps talking about the whole Stacey thing. I mean, the Johnny thing. And Stacey keeps saying, like, again, read the room. Why are you wasting your breath on any of this stuff? Like, yeah. Why is it that big a deal?
I saw you and railing into her ass and I got turned on.
And I was just like, well, who does that? I got so excited when you were bringing in the drama that I like. This is going to be so great. We're going to be that awesome couple at game night that's going to start shit and piss people off.
And I appreciate you so much. I really do. This is the second time Stacey has told him, don't compare me to the mess. Stop comparing me to your exes. And even though he tries to say she's not an ex, she's just a pod chick.
Yeah. Okay. Pod chick that you were really vibing with.
Yes.
And you were connecting with. And then all of a sudden, and again, there's nothing wrong with that. Y'all, you're in this experiment. You thought you had something with this person. You realize something's better with this other person. Great. Go your separate ways and let's move on. Mm-hmm. But him just constantly talking about their relationship to your current person. Like, I would never like be with my girlfriend and be like, oh, I just ran into my ex. Oh. She pissed me off so much back when we dated. This, I was just constantly talking about it, and they'd be like, but you know what? That's why I love you so much.
Yeah. Hey, Ray says Izzy's a weirdo for telling that girl that. Absolutely. Actually, anything in this conversation, he's a weirdo for saying, because she already told you, don't say this. And then what does he do? He does it again. I appreciate you so much. Oh my God. You know, it's crazy that he doesn't get it. He does not get it. He absolutely doesn't get it.
No, he's oblivious to it, but what do you expect? And then Stacey, again, she's someone that's not scared of confrontation.
Right.
And attacks things head on. So she's just constantly hitting him with this. And I love the fact that she didn't let him off the hook.
At all.
She just kept like, why is this issue for you? Why do you keep talking about it? Mm-hmm. Chris is not a puppy. Why are you trying to save him?
Right.
why are you doing this? And he's like, let me finish. He's like, oh, I'm going to let you finish, but I'm also going to give my opinions. Yeah,
let me talk. No.
Yeah, as you talk, I'm going to give my opinions too as you talk. In other words, you're going to get this smoke, whether you want it or not.
See, here's the thing he's not realizing. As he's talking, she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
When she talks, he doesn't listen. And that's the thing he doesn't realize, because she's listening and she's countering all the stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the point that he then tells Stacy that she makes him feel like he's not good enough for her. And then he slinks away to hide and cry in peace in the wash closet or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, because he's not good enough for her. Like, she's making you feel like who you are. You are not good enough. You're not at this level. You're dating out of your budget. So you're not good enough for her. And Stacy, to me, is not the type of person that is going to gravitate towards a man that sensitive, that's going to break down and start crying when the conversation gets hot.
Question for you from Ray. Is it me, or is Izzy the beta in the relationship and Stacy's the alpha? That's not even a question, is it?
Nope. It's not even a question. It's a yes, he's the beta for two reasons. One, he's broke. He didn't have any money.
But a capital B, go ahead.
And Stacy is way more financially secure, well-traveled, has her stuff together in a way that Izzy doesn't. But the other thing is, Izzy is I think he's that type of dude. And I talked about this on one of the other episodes. He's that good looking guy that doesn't have his shit together, but he's going to try to like bring out this emotion stuff and try to make someone feel sorry for him, to where he's like a little pet project. And I don't think Stacy is having any of it, you know? And yeah, I just thought that, I just looked at him. I mean, I don't have a lot of respect for Izzy in general, but after watching that whole display, and then you got to run off to the bathroom and, you know, sit there in the dark and I just can't do anything. Get out of here with that.
Now, to be fair, because we're railing on Izzy right now. SCK1070 says, hold up. Stacy was rude to him for continuously cutting him off, but she runs out and cries before when he says stop interrupting him. Remember that conversation the first time? I don't think she was really cutting him off in that space there.
No,
and he wasn't she listening. Wasn't.
She wasn't crying because he kept cutting her off. She was crying probably like, holy shit, how did I get in this mess with this douchebag with no plates and a little drawer full of leftovers from people from his past? How do I get out of this?
Was
did
she
we use a condom? Do I need to go get tested? What do I need to do to deal with this?
Was she crying? She just a deep thought like, is it okay if I leave now?
She's going through the love is blind contract in her head. Okay, I walk away.
How much am I going to lose? Seriously.
What am I going to lose in this whole deal? So no, he was wrong. Now, here's where I do disagree with Stacy, because after Izzy's having his little cry fit, you know, Stacy's saying, well, I want all the things he promised me. He promised he would do this. He promised me he'd do that.
Yeah.
My question is, what guy follows through on all those promises in the courting phase? We all say a bunch of stuff in the courting phase, but it doesn't mean we're always going to do it.
Well, if you want to, if it's a person you want to be with, yes, you will.
Well, true. I mean, I would hope what she's asking for to me doesn't seem like a lot. I cook for people all the time, partly because I feel like maybe they can't cook, and so, or it's not going to taste good. So I like to do it because I'm a control freak. But I cooking for somebody, I see that as such a minor, like every man should cook for their woman. All the time. Like, I don't understand that. And it's weird to come across women to tell me that guys haven't cooked for them before. And I'm like, y'all been married for how long? And he's never cooked. But she's not asking for much in this situation. It's, hey, just come in and cook. Shower me with all the love and attention without it having to deal with drama.
If you know you don't cook, you see the difference. Here's the difference. If you tell somebody that you will cook for them, you're going to do it. Not just because you're only a control freak, but because you're not going to make those promises that you're not going to keep. You're not going to say, well, sure, you know what? You know, by week two, we're going to the Bahamas, or we're going to Turks and Caicos. You're not going to say that because you're not going to do that. And that's what he did. He was gaslighting in the pot. Oh, I'll cook for you all the time. Oh, I'll rub your feet as soon as you get home. You didn't plan to do all that. So why even make those promises? Don't make empty promises that you can't keep. Plain and simple.
Well, that's a good point. I would never tell someone, oh, I'm going to do this and by week two, we're doing this. I'm going to rub your feet every day you got to work. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I just know I'm not. I don't want to say that because I'm gonna let you down. I will tell you, I'll cook you a really nice dinner. I will make sure the house is clean. You don't have to do it. I can do those things. I do the things that I know I can do. He's out of his league with somebody like Stacy, because majority of the men I bet that Stacy dates and have mm-hmm. dated in the past that are probably older, more established, mm-hmm. they dote on her in a way that Izzy can't even handle, can't even come close to.
Izzy was a 24-year-old on the show because whenever she said that to him, all he did was come up with excuses and get defensive. It's crazy. But, you know, the next day, to his credit, you know, we see Stacy out there teaching an exercise class. And then Izzy shows up to apologize and to kind of let her know how unappreciated he felt. Because he can't do one and not the other.
Yeah. Hey, how you feeling? I just want you to know I still got the sads. Whatever. I just can't stand it. I still got the sads, you know. Does my feelings just so hurt? When you called me out on my bullshit, I don't like it. I still don't like it.
Again, Stacy, holding true. She says she just wants to know, is he the guy that he said he was in the pods? Mm-hmm. Izzy still doesn't get it, but at least he brought some gifts. Did you like the gifts at least?
Yeah. I thought, hey, Izzy, great job. Way to shower her with some things that you said that she's, as he said, I'm trying to give her things that she's never had. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's never had a plunger, you know? Maybe she haven't had anybody give her a coupon book that says, I'll cook you dinner and you just sit sexy. So he went all out with the bag that all the stuff came in. He probably spent $20. Awesome.
Well, he wrote on the plunger too.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Miss Roney says, if a man cries because of something I said, I am done. And the man says, come on now. He gave a coupon on a plunger. A plunger. The bar is in hell. That's a low-ass bar.
I mean, he went to Dollar Tree and was like, hey, I'm in trouble. Real quick, I need a Sharpie, a plunger. Can I have this frame? Can I just take this? How much for the bags? Can I just fill it up?
$1.99. I thought this was Dollar Tree.
I thought this was Dollar Tree.
Oh my God. Next time we see him, he's fake cleaning up because the camera crew is there and his mom, Raina, is coming over. What do you think of the meeting with the mom and her meeting Stacy? Because, you know, he tells her, like, well, Stacy's loud. As soon as she walks in, you'll know she's here. And he was right.
Well, she's a big personality, not like someone else that I don't care for, but she's mm-hmm. a big personality, but not in a negative way or an annoying right. way. I think Izzy's mom, at first when she walked in, I'm like, okay, Izzy's mom, she knows her boy. She knows her boy is probably not ready for any of this.
Right.
And I'm sure she walked in, she's like, wow, this is the best place you've ever lived. This is amazing.
I noticed that too.
Yeah, she's like, oh my goodness, are those plates? Look at you. My little baby done came up.
You got to keep this one.
Yeah.
The one thing I took away from this meeting was what the hell was that hug at the end? When he dove like a 5-year-old on his mom.
He loves his mom.
I get you know. That. Okay.
He loves his mom.
Just me.
She loves her little mijo, and she's just like, well, Stacy really loves him, and she's gonna care for him. I think she like you really think so, based on that whole interaction. You really think so, right? And then she's telling, you know, well, this is a big responsibility because you're gonna be the head of household, and you got to take care. When she said head of household, I fell out laughing. I spit my drink out when I was watching that. I'm like, head of household, is he? And we're Stacy's house?
Head of bathroom duty, maybe.
No.
Head of the plunger.
Yeah. He's not running a damn thing at Stacy's house. Period.
Period. Well, look, a little more balance in the relationship. Because, you know, there are only two relationships now. We know we got Stacy and Izzy, and we're back to Lydia and Milton, and they're going to go meet Milton's family. So we get to meet his sister, Jessica, his mom, Rita, his dad, James, and his brother-in-law, Langston. And they come to find out Milton is really Little James.
Little James. Little J. I was like, wow, that's... I thought that was cute. But hey, seemed like a nice family. Seemed like a really smart, intelligent family. So now you... I think this gave me a little bit more insight of why Milton seems to be so mature for his age. His mom, just the look in her eye, I don't think she was feeling Lydia at all. Just the way she looked in her face. I just think she's just looking at her just like,
His mom reminds me of my mom when I was just casually dating of anybody that she came across from high school on. She was just that way. And just, okay, yes. And just very straightforward, right? I thought, though, she was slick trying to get that info. So what's your last name? Oh, Velez Gonzalez. And Jessica's like, oh, yeah, she's going to Google FBI check you.
And where are you from again? Wait, you got your undergrad from what school? Yeah. In STEM? Let me see if that's even accredited. I don't even know. Let me look this up.
Yo, you can tell she ran that house, okay? And still does. I liked his mom. I will say this. At first, I thought she was going to be really hard on Lydia. I liked his mom, though. She asked very good questions. You know, why is a 30-year-old interested in a 24-year-old? That was a great question.
Okay, but I'd say, why is your 24-year-old trying to date 30-year-olds?
Because he's a man.
Oh, so it's okay.
I'm just saying.
When double standard much?
Not a double standard. When you were 24, if the 30-year-old woman was interested in you, would you have not? All right, then.
Yeah, I totally would have, but my mom would have looked at me like, what are you doing trying to date 30-year-old woman? You 24. You know, now, if I was 24 with my life in order like Milton's, probably wouldn't have a concern. But if I'm 24, living with three roommates, and I'm trying to date a 30-year-old who has her life together, my mom would probably have something different to say. I thought the mom, her mom asked, or Milton's mom asked some good questions. I was trying to think, like, what would my mom have asked? And I know exactly what my mom would have asked. First question, do you go to church? Are you saved? Can you make any babies? Those are the three. Those would be the top three questions my mom would have asked if I was in this situation. Do you go to church? Are you saved? Can you make any babies?
That is hilarious. At least you know. At least you
know.
Here's the thing. You could have prepped them in advance before they met your mom. That's all you had to do. Because you know the three questions is going to be asked, right? My mom, I think, doesn't always ask all the questions. Just like, okay. And she just observes.
Just processes.
She'll ask one or two questions. Just like, okay, that's it. I'm not. But I like how what Rita, Milton's mom, did was she asked about the deal breaker. Because she said, what does he do that irritates you? And you're like, oh, well, leaving the stuff around. Well, is that a deal breaker? To the point that even Jessica was like, whoa, deal breakers already?
Well, I'm also thinking, well, why is this the first they're finding out that Milton's living with the chick?
Right.
I thought that was weird. I'm like, Milton, what? Because at first, when they first started, I was like, you know what? I like how Milton doesn't care what his family thinks. Yes. He's going for what he wants. Mm-hmm. But yet, he didn't want to tell them that they're living together. I was like, I wonder why.
You know, here's the thing I noticed immediately. Milton has a hating ass sister, okay? Because her first observation, oh, well, you have a mature answer for everything. Would you prefer for her to answer it like a 16-year-old? I mean, what do you want her to have this? And here's the difference. I say that, but then Titus says Milton's mom read Lydia like a book because she said this later, said you're very scripted. So both of the women notice that because I noticed when Jessica said, she said, well, you have very mature answers. You have an answer for everything. Well, if you ask the question, don't you want an answer? What's wrong if I have an answer?
I could see where they're coming from a little bit, but I think everybody that goes into a situation where you're meeting someone's family, it's like double dutch. You're just waiting to like jump in. You're like prepared for everything they're going to ask you. And so I think that's what it is. I don't think it was scripted answers, but I do feel like his sister, which I would understand if his sister was older,
yeah,
single, and wish somebody would want to date her.
Right.
She's not. She's married. You're happy. Why not just be happy for your brother? And why do you got to look at Lydia with so much shade? So I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe she went to Puerto Rico a couple times, had a bad experience. And so she's just like, mm-mm.
Well, because here's the thing, because even with Milton, and I like Milton knows how to handle himself in so many different situations, especially with his family, right? Because she's like, well, what are you doing? Why are you getting mad? What are you doing? And he's just like, yo, just chill. What's wrong with you? He knows how to handle his sister, right? And then even Langston jumps to her rescue saying like, hey, look, he's wanted. He's told me he's ready to settle down because Jessica's like, no, this is phony. This is fake. This is wrong. Just being a hating ass sister in this case, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that kind of told us why Milton was, he really wasn't too happy about going to go see the family. He knew he had to because he knew what was going to happen. But then his mom was like, all right, well, let's sit down. And they do. And it's the interrogation really begins. And at that very moment, I went, this is a woman after Terrell's own heart, because she's coming with the HR/recruiting assessment of the situation. This is her resume, but let's see if it matches.
Just trying to poke holes through it, which I think in this situation, I get why you're doing it, right? I think in the conventional dating world, they probably wouldn't have been that mean, but they just like, hey, we just found out about you and y'all are supposed to get married in a week or 2 weeks. I need to find out everything I need to know right now to see if I'm on board with it. So I loved every bit of that. And I think Lydia felt like she was in the hot seat because it's night and day different than her family, who's all lovey-dovey and all that stuff. But I think she also realized that, hey, I can try to run Milton and run other people, but I'm not going to be able to take over and run his family.
I don't think she thinks she can run Milton because Milton knows how to handle her. Milton is great. He knows how to keep her at bay when he needs to, right? So I think everybody thinks she's gonna run him. She can't. Milton is strong. He's just quiet strong. That's all it is, right? You know, you have country strong.
Well, strong. I agree with you. I don't think that Milton is a pushover and is gonna let her walk all over him.
Right.
She will keep trying, but I think that she recognized with his family, don't even try. Don't even come in here with any of that other stuff. And I also think when she also probably recognized that I'm not as smart as I think I am when I'm around
this whole family is.
Yeah, you're around a whole family of folks who know STEM and they're really smart. You can't come in there with that BS because they're going to smell it, which I think they did.
But here's the thing, though. Here's what I really like. When Lydia told him, she told Milton that he's not her first love, right? But he's a lot of firsts. The first to make her feel the way she does. The first to treat her like a queen, right? And I think I almost saw that soft spot hit with the women when they saw it. Like, you know, okay. Because it's about this part and how he treats her that she is really taking note of those small things. Like just holding him and saying, I don't want to ever let you go. Those things are small, but guys don't think about that as much. For women, it's a bigger deal, right? Here comes hard.
Whatever it is. I think whatever it is. Everybody has a thing. Everybody has a need that they need met in their relationship. And if Milton meets that need and makes her feel special, more special than Uche ever did because, you know, with his blue Tesla and all those things that he did for Lydia, Milton makes her feel better. So if she's happy, great.
Here's what I like to, because even after Rita tells Lydia that she sounds scripted, Lydia just puts it all out there, right? And says, look, this is me. I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm loud, which we knew as soon as she walked in the house. I didn't agree with this part, funny, but we haven't seen her funny. And the other part that I think fit, which was comfortable with him, because that's the part, right?
It is. But here's where I still disagree with Lydia is you got to stop going and say, hey, look, this is me. Yeah. If you don't like it,
I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah, just this is me. And I'm like, you got to stop doing that. Just say, focus on, here's why I really like your son. Here's what I'm about. Take the time to get to know me. But don't say, hey, look, y'all got to like all this, period. Because that's crazy. You can't come in my house with that loud shit.
Ray has a great question. Did you see the sister's face, Sister Jessica, when Lydia was cursing in front of them? Because when Lydia cursed, I was like, whoa, hold on. She didn't read that room because that black mama you don't curse in front of.
I saw that, and a little bit of me was like, But the other part is like, she's 30. She grown.
Yeah.
Now, it's not always a good look, but I'm like, she's grown. These aren't like high school kids. You know, true,
very true. Two things I loved here. I loved when the sister tried to correct Lydia on the name of Milton's unborn son, and Mama had to step in and like, "Hey, nope, she's right. It will be the fifth." Because sister thought she was, "Oh yeah, you don't even know him. Oh shit, I don't know my brother." But the other part I really liked was when his mom explain the things that she sees in Milton. This I thought was a very touching moment. It was just like, when he was young, I would tell him this, and you're going to have to lead a household. You're going to have to be somebody's husband, somebody's father. She said, and I see that in him now. I see that in the way he does. Because Milton is so laid back and cool that, but she notices that. She goes, I see these things. A lot of people don't notice them, but I see them. And the sister made a face, and she's like, yeah, but that's a sister. I love how the mom does, like you said, she runs that house.
She does, and maybe that's part of the attraction Milton has with Lydia. Mm-hmm. That a little bit of his mom is in her. But also I can tell that with Milton, he does his own thing regardless of his family. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why he's out the house. Mm-hmm. And so I think Lydia has to keep that in mind. That I can't come across too strong because that's just going to wind eventually pushing him away.
Right. So Jessica, of course, still trying to put doubt in Lydia's mind. And here we go, waiting for episode 9 to see how this finishes up. It's going to be an interesting one, man. We've got one more episode, which we'll do the recap of this one for episode 9 on Monday, 6 Central. And then we'll get ready for Episode 10, which is drops next Friday.
Yeah. I think all of us are saying right now, though, get to the reunion.
Yes.
That's where it's going to go down.
100%, 50%,
exactly.
0%. It's
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. I mean, it's only two couples, so we can probably get through this stuff pretty quickly. Let's hurry up and bring this reunion. Mm-hmm. On because I have so many questions that I need answered. I need closure on a few things.
And somebody made, I lost it in the comments because there's quite a few in there about the rumor about Milton where he was dating somebody up until he went into the pods and basically kind of broke up with her. I saw that rumor out there too. One of the things we try to do though is we just watch the show and stay in the show. I know that, and I thank the Lord for all the internet sleuths that go diving into everybody's IG. I can't do it.
No. Can't do it. No. I get people sending me stuff and sending me TikToks, and I'm just like, nope. I don't want to know. I just want to watch this.
Yeah.
And then after it's all over, then we'll dig into it. Because I find it weird that Uche is going out on Instagram putting all that stuff out about Aaliyah and him. I'm like, there has to be some kind of issue with the contract that you shouldn't be doing.
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be. Kind of like what was that girl that did it on the other show? And was my God, forgot it just that quick. But with Ultimatum, ended up with Josh. Yeah, so it's in that case. But that's why I love some of the other content creators that actually go out and do that deep dive, because then I can sit back and just watch it and see what they did. Now, couple of things here before we get out of here. Jay Blake said earlier, okay, I owe Terrell an apology. Milton is so mature. And my favorite.
Thank you.
Terrell likes to hear stuff like that, by the way. Just want to point that out. So compliments always work for him. Now, Hopeful C said, Hopeful EC says, Lydia still never really denied anything Uche accused her of.
Correct. Because I do think she was stalking his friends' Instagram stories. I think she was.
And if do a poll, ask the women. They'll tell you. They do it too. Whether it's from their account or another one. let's see here. What's another one in here? Oh, I know you'll like this one. Miss Ronnie says, Milton acts like an alpha. Now you want to hear that.
Cheers. She also says, thank you.
Shoes in the bed is so gross, Terrell.
Oh, they are, but don't put them in your bed. But if other people do it, who cares?
Mrs. D says, longtime viewer, first live. Love you guys. Hello from New Mexico. Well, thank you. And, you know, appreciate everyone, of course, that that watches, likes, subscribes.
Thank you.
Hits the bell and for notifications.
Happy Hispanic Heritage Month. Cheers.
I think I put this one up before, but Miss Ronnie also said, if a man cries because of something I said, I am done. And Ray, this is hilarious. Says, Jessica, I need you to come vet everybody. Yeah, she was kind of tough, man. She was tough.
But, you know, for this process, if you got to go do something this unconventional, you need a Jessica in your life. It'll help.
You know, maybe we do skip the next two episodes. No, we can't. We got to figure out what happens to the rest of this. See who gets married. We can't skip the next two episodes because we need to figure it out. So when we get to the reunion, we're good. We know the reunion's there. We know Married at First Sight is coming back on the 18th. So be on the lookout for that. I think we're going to do episode one. We'll do live that night, right? And then after that, we'll do the day after as we move forward. But yeah.
Correct. We do. And do we want to see if anybody wanted to hop on and add anything? Tell us your thoughts, anything that we said. Links in the chat.
Mm-hmm. I like that one right there. Lydia needs to remember to use her burner account stalking men on Instagram. Because that's the thing. When you talk about, she's stalking, she's doing this. A lot of people do that. I've been telling you that. You may not do it, but a lot of people who do it.
Okay. But if they did, they're probably using... to Rosemary's credit, a burner account. You don't use your own because I would have a lot of questions like, wait a minute, you don't even know these people. You never met any of these, but yet you're sitting there and not just one story, multiple stories of the same person. That's stalkerish.
Now, last one here before we get out of here. Ronnie B says, I don't like Uche, but men don't always have to say we're together or we're exclusive for some women to think they're in a relationship. So she's right. How you treat someone sometimes, and that to his fault, to his credit, he may not have ever said we're in a relationship or you're my girlfriend, and she may have just assumed that because certain things that people who always we're in a relationship, no we weren't, so it could have been that case too with Uche and Lydia, in that case
it could have been, but I would disagree on that. I think that it's not that you have to say the words. But if you make someone feel like you're in a relationship and you're doing all the things that relationship people do, then you're guilty of doing that.
Yeah. And we have to take, because you know, you can say you didn't know, but you know, come on, fellas, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like Tanya says, she thought she was in a relationship, speaking of Lydia, because she knew the dog. She met the friends. She's been over to the house. She rode in the car. The dog peed itself every time it saw her. So the dog obviously loved her. So if the dog, you get the dog approval.
Then that's a relationship.
Hey, it worked.
I guess.
Hey, don't forget, we're back, like I said, Monday for episode 9 recap. We'll do that live Monday night, 7-6 Central. And then next weekend, we'll be back for episode 10, we figure out who actually says I do, and big, big love. And then excited for the reunion. That's going to be, I wonder if they're going to try to do a live reunion like they tried the last time.
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
I hope they don't because it didn't go well. We all sat around waiting. It ruined our lights. Don't do that. Just stick to what you do best and then let us recap it.
But let's be honest. If they go live, it's going to be a 2-hour reunion because they edited that one so much that it took forever for them to put it out.
I bet it will be a 2-hour reunion. And then, of course, you want to hear the what, where are they now? Mm-hmm. Because I want to know, do these couples, whoever says yes, because we always make this bet, who's going to say yes on decision day?
Mm-hmm. Who makes it in the long run, yeah.
But who makes it in the long haul? I'm curious to see what's going to happen. And hopefully by then we'll hear more other stories of things that got missed, that they cut out, that maybe they'll start to share and little things start to leak out.
Like some of the other ones that what's the one about other couples that actually got engaged and were in Mexico and they just literally surgically cut them out of all the footage, which, by the way, great job, producers and editors. Great job. Except for that one frame that somebody caught.
Yeah, but I have some questions around that. Why? Why did we not hear anything about this couple that apparently got engaged and went to Cancun and were at the group chat when Uche was going off? They're sitting right there chilling.
Yep.
And we have no idea what happened.
Like Shani says, hopefully Vanessa and Nick ask questions and good ones. Yes. If they don't ask the proper questions, they need to step down as the host of the reunion. They need somebody who is not, who can ask the questions and is not afraid to, and not trying to befriend everybody on the show.
No, Vanessa's gonna only ask one of the three questions my mom would ask. Who's going to have babies? Do we have our first baby? Are y'all getting pregnant? Are you trying to get pregnant? When are we going to have a baby? That's what Vanessa's going to dig deep into.
Hey, Ronnie, we'll find out next week. She says no one's going to get married. It's only two couples. You got a chance to be 100% right, 50% right, or 0% right.
True. Who wants to play some bets?
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.